Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Looking at the Paul Westhead style. It wasn't always embraced, though. How well was this accepted?
Oh, it was accepted if you won. But even in my own personal career, there were a whole bunch of times. I coached the Bulls, and at the end of the season, they said, there's a train leaving tomorrow. Be under it.
Oh, no.
Not even on it.
So I know the good and the bad.
Glenn Robbins, ladies and gentlemen. New York Extra, that's a freebie, right? People can just log on. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, me and freebie go hand in hand.
Freebie King. That's part of being a member of the media. That was what they taught us at Newhouse there at Syracuse in Journalism 101. If it's free, it's me.
The time.
Wake up with Defo, joined by Luby. Welcome to The Defo Show.
You know that's how they debunked Bill Kamal's alibi, remember? Kind of an ugly incident. I guess you would have to say it was a very ugly incident. Fort Pierce convenience store, and he shows up with a bunch of squirt guns. You know, for, unfortunately, some young, it was a kid, right? And it says that he got them at the station. But we know this, Luby, for a fact. And welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us on this fine Thursday morning. Going to go old school in about an hour with our dear friend Tony Segretto. Should be a lot of fun. Tony's full of college football. Big slate on tap, even though lots of cancellations to go along with it. COVID-19 continuing to wreak havoc with all kinds of things, including people's lives. Unfortunately, coming back, huh, Libby? Are you disinfecting everything there at the studio? I almost feel badly that you have to battle this out as a first responder every day while I'm sitting in the luxury of the Barefoot Beach Villas Verbal Laboratories for like 7 months? Are we any further along in this thing? What's going on, Libby?
I think we've gone backwards. I'm fine. No one's here in the building, really. There's only like five of us. I do disinfect the studio, but
yeah,
I mean, it is what it is.
Would you say that's true, though? I mean, that whole Kamal had the alibi that he didn't buy any squirt guns. Remember? That was like a big issue in that case. They were like those giant machine gun-like squirt guns. That you give to a little kid and he starts dreaming about an AK-47. I'm not sure that it's really an appropriate toy to even discuss, but nonetheless, he claimed that he got them at the station, but we know this for a fact, that if any stuff, he worked nights as a weatherman, Bill Kamal, and any free stuff that comes to the station is long gone before anybody gets there for the night shift to pick it up. Nobody's putting that stuff aside if it looks like it's cool. Would you agree, Luby? Hey, I can give this to my nephew Christmas. Of course you're taking that right out of there.
Oh,
Journalism
for sure.
101.
For sure.
What? There's no name on this, right? As you drop Kamal's name tag to the floor there, right by the garbage basket. Unbelievable for nobody to find. All right, many issues to decide here on the program, and this is kind of a philosophical theory that we have to get into a little bit. Is goodness perceived as a sign of being weak, Luby, especially among degenerates? Goodness. A guy's willing to give you money anytime that you need it. He says, I am there for you. But you know he's sick of your requests already because you've hammered him for several dimes and you still need more. And, you know, so you go ahead and you say, hey, you mind, you know, just put this on my tab? And the guy, I don't know, maybe begrudgingly a little bit towards the end starts saying, yeah, sure, I'll do that. Have you found that, Luby? You're probably the guy, well, you're not inclined to borrow money, are you?
I've never known you
to really be a money borrower. You will grub money under, you know, very, very fugazi circumstances, like you're standing next to a guy at the track who wins, and all of a sudden you lay claim to some of the dough?
Well, I never knew that was a thing until degenerates told me it was, but I'm not going to say no. I'll take it.
Because degenerates live, in part, in the hippy-dippy spirit of you should take care of your friends until they piss you off to the point where you no longer care to. All right, so here's why this stands. I need a minute here, Luby, to kind of get into this, because it involves the character of a very good man, our good friend Jersey Kyle Martinez, who will be with us tomorrow. and a big part of our Degenerate Friday program and a big part of my life. I mean, he's the guy that I'm hanging with here in South Florida when I hang out. We have a couple of others, but it's mostly, what'd you say? It's most of my mentions involve, yeah, I was out with Jersey Kyle last
Yes.
night. Yes. Something along those lines. And he's a really good guy. But now, when it comes to these sort of things, though, you have to wonder exactly where a guy is at. There's a controversy involving his entries into the Masters Golf Pool, which I wish Tommy Hutton had gotten involved in this, at least as an advisor, because I'm struggling with a couple of things here. As the Masters is already teed off, we're in action, Luby, with the Masters. And think about what a gift this is for a degenerate that has gotten into embracing golf as a sensational bet. This is Christmas coming early, before Thanksgiving, that this all got juxtaposed, and here we are in November. People are already complaining. Sickos that bet on everything are already complaining. Well, all we got now is football, Luby. Have you heard that? You've probably said that, Luby. I bet you've even said that. All we got now is football.
Yes.
Spoiled, rotten
yes.
by the absolute plethora of sporting activity there was. You couldn't keep up with it. It was fantastic. Basketball, pucks. Pucks are flying all over the house, and you had the baseball playoffs, and we were in it. That's the beauty of it. We were in it. We were in the baseball playoffs and right there to the finals, the El Finale, and almost put it on the Lakers. Can you imagine, Luby? How close did we come? All right, so there are always dicey decisions to be made. Now, here's the thing with Jersey Kyle. There's a controversy. He sent in four entry sheets, and he only wanted to have three entries in the contest, three different guys. Okay? But he texts me with, this is modern technology getting in the way of degenerate gambling activity. He texts me four different sheets. Now, he claims that two of them were the same, but they weren't. And yet he still claims he will go to his grave. I mean, this is like saying, what election? I didn't lose no election. He's going Trumpian on this and claiming that there were only three sheets there. Now, I know there was a fourth, so what's your first instinct, Luby? It's to go ahead and pick that one up, is it
yes.
not?
Yes.
It's only $50. I can't let that win, and then that would create an even bigger controversy because he had to decide on the fly, Jersey Kyle, which of the sheets was the valid one and which was the one that would be in dispute because he assumed it was the same, but it wasn't. It had different names on it. So now you're wondering if you got any of this right. But nonetheless, being the good guy that he is, with a little bit of reluctance, first it was like, hey, well, you know, he couldn't take it anymore, just getting screwed all the time on these kind of propositions. But he was willing right away. He volunteered to pay the extra entry fee, if need be, to keep that sheet. Is that not the sign of a good guy?
Yeah, it's a great sign. I mean, Jersey's always great when it comes to degenerates. It's always interesting.
Now, it could come into dispute later on because now I went partners with a friend of mine. I was staying up there in Orlando with the great Bobby Atkins, and here is where it starts to really get dicey among friends when you're making a collective wager because I overruled him. I told you yesterday he wanted to take Tiger Woods off this one list. There are lists of 10 golfers, seven of them, and you have to pick one from each list, and then that's your team cumulative score. Does this make sense to you, or am I talking about the modified Stableford scoring system?
No comment.
You have a team of seven guys, but it's not like you can just pick any seven, okay? It's kind of doled out in groups where you have to make some serious choices, okay? Do you want Brooks Koepka? I know where you would lean. You'd go for Ricky Fowler.
Yes,
or would you go for Jason Day, who pops up a good one every now and then? Or the guy who ruined me last year for... Does the F in French, Cisco Molinari, actually stand for... The guy was on fire, and then all of a sudden he shoots one into the woods there, and right behind him is El Tigre, who drafts in behind everybody and ekes out a one-stroke win. Is that crazy? Now, he's going to take a lot of sucker money in this thing, Luby. Tiger Woods, is he not? I overruled. I took Bubba Watson over Tiger Woods, so that's a matchup to watch. You might want to unload on Woods over Watson straight up. Find some offshore book somewhere just off the beaches and maybe the jungles of Costa Rica, Luby, that's taking this action, all right? Bubba Watson heads up Tiger Woods. Who would you take?
Oh, probably Bubba Watson. I mean, Tiger hasn't done anything this year, and he's actually tapped out of a lot of tournaments with injury and other issues.
This comes under the heading, Luby, of let him pick amongst the chalk, because you never gave me your pick to win the tournament. Nothing
yesterday. I said
you
Koepka.
You just kind of waffled on like
I said Koepka. I like Koepka. I think Koepka is going to have a resurgence here.
He's one of our guys, and we took him over a couple of good ones. You always have to watch out for this Justin Rose. We took Bubba Watson off a list over Woods that included Freddie Couples. He's good for what, one round, and everybody admires the stroke of the old guy, and then his back goes out. Sergio Garcia with that stupid grin where you're wondering how on earth did Pavel Bure feel about him finally sweeping the affections of Anna Kournikova away from the great hockey star. I make goal 60 per season. You go with goofball golfer. You think that sat well with Pavel? Didn't they both date Anna Kournikova? Wasn't Garcia involved there? He had some babes for a while.
I don't know about Sergio. I know Fedorov, I think, dated Anna Kournikova. I don't know about Sergio Garcia.
He wasn't with Anna Kournikova at some point?
No idea. I don't think so.
He was with, like, fashion models. He was with every star. I think Jessica Simpson was with him before she met Romo. What are you talking about? How does Garcia get these girls with that goofball look? Money, huh?
Makes lots of money. Saying, he's Spanish, I think.
I'm very good at certain things. Okay, Sergio, just shut up. Zach Johnson, he doesn't have it anymore. He made that one shot, in the U.S. Open? That was amazing. When he banked that putt up the hill, and it came back and went into the hole. Bernhard Langer, great on the Champions Tour, but you would have to say the longest of shots. Phil's finished. Schwartzel, Vijay Singh, finished a long time ago. Jordan Spieth, you can't count on him anymore. This guy Willett's pretty good. Didn't he win a Masters tournament? Willett?
He won.
Englishman.
I don't know if he won a Masters, but I know he won something big. He came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Is he a lefty, this guy? I'm going Bubba on that list. Let's hope he can do it. All right. You're saying get out of here, Ron Luby? Nobody cares about this?
Pretty much.
There was a mild amount of fetching, though, on the part of Jersey Kyle about this whole issue, about the bogus and very controversial entry that he submitted. So where do you go with that? Do you give it to him outright if it hits? Do we take half of the money? How do you want to work that, Louis? How would you work that in degenerate terminology? What's the protocol there?
I don't know. Don't go to me. I don't know the protocol when it comes to this stuff.
What do you, Judge Judy, on?
I don't know the protocol when it comes to this stuff. This is you. When it comes to money and things of this nature, I turn to you. I don't know if that's good.
All right. $18.9 million. What does that number represent in your mind, Mike Luby-Lubitz? Think about that for a second. We're going to come back with more. We go old school with Tony Segretto. That's happening in the 8 o'clock hour, and it's brought to you by Catholic Health Services. And, man, you always think about this when you mention these guys. Texas Roadhouse. Could you go for a little Texas Roadhouse watching this football game between the Dolphins and the Chargers? You're almost always going to say San Diego, are you not? It came into my head again, Luby. Can you somehow squelch that out of there? How do you
That's
do
why
that?
I just say Chargers, because I automatically want to say San Diego. I forget that they're I just say Chargers.
What gets rid of that? What eradicates that?
Time, I guess?
Forever.
Time.
And it was some of the floundering they did as the San Diego Chargers. That's always going to be, except that one game where they screwed Don Shula. Remember when they turned the lights out at halftime? That playoff game out there in San Diego? I was at that game. And Stoyo missed like a key field goal or something. And even though the Dolphins had a huge lead, they got crushed like a grape in the second half and failed to go to the Super Bowl, where they subsequently would have been crushed themselves, right? Wasn't that a year where the Super Bowl champion won by like 50 points? I believe so. All right, coming back with more in a moment. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby-Lubitz. Back with more in a moment. How much money is Tiger Woods going to bury in this thing, or does he somehow rise up and do it again? Is that possible, Luby? Tiger Woods, what if he wins? Do we look like fools?
0.0.
All right, those are his chances. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
The dripping sarcasm there, Luby, I think hit it right on the head. It's 7:21. Jason Taylor, by the way, welcome to the show.
Now we have to get Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
In Dallas.
How is he not? That ain't happening. Yeah.
Uh-oh, got to go.
You'd have to, buy the stadium. Can you make enough money in autographs?
Buy the stadium? I can't even buy a Coke in that stadium or Pepsi, whatever they sell over there.
Jason, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks
for stopping by. Jason Taylor with us here on Radio Row for Super Bowl 54. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Now that.
Wins.
Oh, I tried to beat you to
it.
There.
Do it.
I'm going to let you do
let
it.
Him do
okay.
it.
Okay, back with more in a moment.
Now that.
The time.
There it is.
It's 9:31. You're gonna get
there.
Time.
You go. My bad. I forgot 9:31.
The best way to kick off your day is with Defoe plus Luby. We now return to the Defoe Show.
Turns out our buddy Jason Taylor, huh? Big fan of the show. That's great, Jason. We love you. Doing a fine job as
the
radio color analyst on the Dolphin games. They're much more exciting than they have been in the past, too. That always helps, right? Now we got another blowout here, Jimmy. What do you want to talk about? I tell you what, you know what? Have you seen the price of turkey? Thanksgiving's going to be a bust this year. No, that was what they had to do last year, right? You're down 40-0. It's pretty tough. Well, you know, you can see the signs. This is going to be a good team. It's a good young team, an infusion of youth. You really run out of things to say. All right, Tony Segretto is going to go old school with us. We have a deal Volkswagen DeForest Files. It was a natural that Don Mattingly would be the manager of the year. I don't think anything else could have happened there. It is interesting. It was one of our, would you say, premature evaluation campaigns, Luby, where we started calling for that to be the case, that he would be manager of the year when the Marlins came out of the chute. Remember they won like four straight? He was talking about that in the interview that we had with him yesterday in our instant replay today, Don Mattingly. They go to Buffalo, New York to play baseball. Can you imagine, Luby? Who would go to Buffalo, New York for any reason, even to see a Bills game, if you were a diehard fan? If you were Marv Levy's grandchildren, you would still be hard-pressed to find a compelling reason to go to Buffalo, New York for anything. And they're playing baseball there against the Blue Jays, who were getting red-hot at the time, and they beat the snot out of them. How hot could they have been? They were like five games into the season. All right, so that was a bit of an exaggeration. We have much more to come here on the show. We'll take some of your telephone calls if you'd like, 866-801-0940 on the phone lines. Do you find yourself rooting for or against Tiger Woods, Mike Luby-Libitz? For or against Tiger Woods at this stage? Will you be rooting for him to win the Masters if he's doing well? Would you like to see him win or just be rooting against him?
Actually, he's gotten to the point where I don't care either way. Like, I always rooted against him. I know he's a story, but I'd like golf to move forward. Like, you and I joked about it, but I understand he still is relevant. But I'd like to see these younger guys become more consistent to where they don't need Tiger. Like, the dude's in his 40s, mid to late 40s now. Like, to sit here and still need Tiger is sort of sad to me.
I think the media coverage of Tiger has harbored and fueled my continued resentment about Tiger Woods. It's the massive over-coverage of Tiger Woods, is it not? Because if Donald Trump wanted to point to fake news, all he has to do is go to the golf leaderboard in round two of most tournaments that Tiger's involved.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
In the last several years, when he's hopelessly out of it, and they're still showing him, his is the only name that's at, like, plus six that's on the board. You're like, what? Plus six? How does that fit in? Everybody else is, like, 12 under. But they'll still continue to overdo it. Has that kind of fueled and perpetuated my resentment? Because I want to take a softer stance on Woods. I didn't mind anyone the Masters last time around. Did you? I mean, if somebody had to win it, it was kind of a nice story. Was it not a complete turnaround, a 180-degree turnaround at redemption after that hideous shot of him standing aside the Mercedes-Benz there that he had crashed in a one-car collision while just floating around out there on pills and no booze? I mean, that was the amazing thing, right? These pills had wigged him out to the point where he was a disheveled sense of himself, right? Not even, I mean, barely resembled himself. Would you have recognized Tiger Woods from those pictures, Luby?
No, he didn't look like himself at all. He's rebounded a lot. It's impressive. When he won last year, it more...
Seems like a nicer guy. Do you believe that he's
a different
nicer
dude.
Guy? Is it possible?
He's not a pompous ass anymore. He's not as smarmy, and he's not as quick to make that face that Brian Gumbel... He used to make that a very similar face to Brian Gumbel, where he would like look at you like, what's wrong with you? I'm Tiger. Like a Tony La Russa move. He doesn't really do that anymore. He seems to answer almost every question, and he seems to have been, like they say, humbled. Like, he seems to have been humbled a lot from all the garbage that happened to him.
I'm not sure. He does seem a little bit changed, right, from the time where, I mean, imagine I had brought my grandson, Liam, goes running up. He's a huge golf fan. He had the little plastic golf clubs in the pool. Sees Tiger Woods, his hero. He says, "Tiger, can I have an autograph?" And Woods gives him that look and then sends Steve Williams, six Steve's Williams. I mean, I'd rather have just a wild pit bull attack your person than have Steve Williams come after you with a nine iron. Unbelievable. Didn't really care for him. Was winning everything. But now, just the oversaturation of Tiger Woods' coverage. I mean, if this guy, literally, if he passes gas while going to the second tee, it's covered, right? With telestrators and analysis and all kinds of stuff. There it is. I mean, it's clearly his diet that's put him back in the game. All right, thanks, Bob Tusky Breath. All right, we're coming back with more. A Deal Volkswagen DeForest Files is coming up. And, of course, we deal with Don Mattingly in that remarkable season and a great achievement for Don Mattingly to become Manager of the Year, officially named as such by Major League Baseball just two nights ago. He seemed very happy about it, didn't he, Luby, in the conversation we had with him? That was great.
Yeah, he was great.
A lot of fun having Donnie Baseball on the show.
He was very relaxed and calm, it felt like.
Did Jesus Aguilar not become the symbol of the team? Now, I know Miggy was out for part of the season, and we love Miggy. He'll never have to abdicate that position with us as the new modern-day Mr. Marlin. But did you not love watching Jesus Aguilar, even when he wasn't going well? I mean, just the way he sort of agonized over things. And was he not emblematic and symbolic of the whole notion that why not us for that Marlin team last year? Jesus Aguilar. Is that a fair statement?
Yes. But it wasn't just him. It felt like all those guys, like, they used that expression, bought in. And it felt like by the halfway, once they got through the COVID stuff, it felt like that team bought in. And you saw them, like the camaraderie that team had was really cool. You know, because Marlins teams in the past have sort of supposedly had issues with that. This team was the opposite. Like, they galvanized together and it took them on a really cool run.
They had a speed skater at second base, man. Holy Eric Heiden. What was that, Bonnie Blair they had out there? I tell you what, Blair can really spin and turn that double play. That speed skating ability has come in handy here as the Marlins try to field a team without having a second baseman on the roster. All right, back to the pitch. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz, 940 Winds, 1230 The Zone, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday comes your way tomorrow from the Breezeway at Gulfstream Park. Looking very much forward to that. Great, great time, too, the Breeders' Cup. And those boys made a sensational score, so congratulations. And, of course, we'll have the Hylia Park Trivia Challenge on Saturday. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
When do we stop working? It's 7:34.
While everyone else is working for the highest commission, Estrella Insurance is working.
It was one of our few campaigns that actually worked. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen, where the savings are bountiful this month. Let's talk some turkey here. If you've been looking for that special used car, look no further. It's time for a certified pre-owned vehicle from Deal Volkswagen. It's like getting a new car without paying the new car price. Deal certified pre-owned vehicles all come with a clean Carfax vehicle history report, great mileage, and better prices. Deal's as sweet as pumpkin pie, and they're basically selling them wholesale to the public. Jetta models, Passat models, and Tiguan models, all with Volkswagen-backed warranties, enjoy huge savings and no hassle or fuss at Deal. Feast your eyes on the huge selection at Deal and drive away in a like-new vehicle for a lot less. Gobble up great savings on a certified pre-owned VW. You'll be thankful you did. Visit them today, and you'll be like thousands of happy customers that say, it's all about the DEEL. 3601 Bird Road, right near the U. Carfax vehicle history reports are based on information supplied to Carfax. Carfax does not have the complete history of every vehicle. When the Miami Marlins left spring training, it wasn't as if they were hanging by a thread. There was a natural coating of optimism that coincides with that time of the baseball year, but there was also a genuineness to the notion things were going to begin to start picking up. Then came that weekend in Philadelphia. The rumblings began on Sunday morning prior to just the third game of the scheduled 60-game season that COVID-19 was about to wreak havoc with the Marlins this year. Rocked right out of the box, Miami was left desperately scrambling, wondering on many nights if they could field the team at all. We asked Don Mattingly if he at any time considered asking for a straitjacket as part of his team-issued wardrobe. It had to cross his mind, at least, be fitted for one at some point in time. It had to cross his mind to at least be fitted for one as he attempted to fill out lineup cards, juggle his starters and pen as they rotated in and out more frequently than cabinet members in a recent presidential administration. There were guys staggered in and out of the lineup as they returned for positive COVID tests. There were games crammed on top of games as the Marlins were constantly playing catch-up on the schedule. And there were enough to be announced designations for starting pitchers to make you think TBD was the team's ace. Somehow, as if coated with Flex Seal, the team hung together, winning 31 games and getting to the second round of the postseason. Mattingly masterfully manipulated his depleted lineup and guided the team to the postseason. It was Miller Huggins, Earl Weaver, and Connie Mack all rolled into one. If ever there should have been a unanimous choice for Manager of the Year, it was this season. It was Don Mattingly, and it was us. Jeff DeForest with the DeForest Files.
I have never, ever, since I've managed, ever told a pitcher to throw at anybody, nor will I ever. And if I ever did, I certainly wouldn't make him throw at a 130 hitter like LeFay or Bavacqua, who couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. And I guarantee you this, when I pitched, and I was going to pitch against a team that had guys on it like Bavacqua, I sent a limousine to get the sucker to make sure he was in the motherfucking lineup, because I kicked that sucker's ass any fucking day in a week.
Welcome back to The Defoe Show.
That was obviously take one of the DeForest Files, and that ended a streak, Luby, of over 1,000 straight days of first take hits on the recording of the Deal Volkswagen DeForest Files. So, all right, you've cleaned that mess up. Hey, clean up on aisle two, Luby!
I didn't notice that one. It's clean.
Put your stock apron on, and let's clean this mess up there. Can you believe it? All of this stuff fell on the floor. Unbelievable. But you get the point. Don Mattingly, the manager of the year, and well-deserved. No voter fraud there. There might be in this New Times thing, though. Do you know where we stand? Has there been any reporting on this whatsoever? Any polls being taken? The sportscaster of the year, I guess it would be, since I think they give this award out every year. We have yet to win it, ever. And I don't think we've ever been under any consideration, Luby, in these New Times best of polls, which I find them somewhat significant. I mean, they're not all, on the money, would you say? Every now and then you see some fugazi place. A lot of that South Beach stuff I'm not familiar with, are you? That sushi bar, that kind of thing.
No. Yeah. See, Shirley loves that stuff. I can't do it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, it's quite a distinction if you're named the best, is it not? I mean, you would have to think that that's not pure voter fraud. But in this case, I can't log into this thing to get my vote. If I lose by one to, say, Ray Hudson, that would be no disgrace. Eric Reed, I mean, look at the other candidates there. Will Manso, Steve Shapiro, all great gentlemen. And very distinguished careers going. And a lot of long-term stuff there. Did he get the old geezers out? Is that what it was all about? Well, Manso is a young guy.
Yeah, Manso's young. And yeah. The other guys are young at heart.
All of us are. I mean, this is the thing. It's a spirit that keeps you young. That's for sure. Being able to do this for a living and calling it, actually having a job. Now, I was thinking about this, and I keep staring. This is on my screen here. And welcome back to the show, by the way. Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby Lubitz with you. 940 wins, 1230 The Zone, and around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Of course, our major concern right now is the Masters Golf Championship, which I believe players have already teed it up there at Augusta National. So it's too late to change any of these selections. You have to get these in a little bit early, these Masters pool wagers or the golf pool wagers, Luby. It's not like you can wait till the last second, call Lipschitz and say, hey, Lo, am I in? It doesn't work that way with this. It's much more sophisticated. And thus, it gives you more assurances, too, that the payoff is going to be legitimate. Although I don't want to get anybody in any jackpots here because I'm not sure of the legality of this. Has DeSantis approved sports wagering yet? When is he going to make that move? I mean, of all the things.
That's a great question.
Right? You're going to allow sewage water to leak into our oceans? Why not at least let us go down in flames with some sports wagering? That would be nice, but we'll see if that happens. Our chances of winning this, though, Luby, even with some of the heavyweights, I mean, we have Dustin Johnson. We have your man Brooks Koepka. We have DeChambeau. Is it casting aspersions and false accusations to say that steroid-laced freak who has revolutionized the game of golf, everybody has him in the winner's circle, DeChambeau, Bryson DeChambeau. We were onto him last year, unfortunately,
yes,
before he got pumped up like this. You see any Sammy Sosa likeness in Bryson DeChambeau? It wasn't like he wasn't a power hitter before. I mean, Sosa used to hit, what, 20 home runs a year, and then he juiced it up
to 65? Yeah,
exactly. I think this stuff works. Our chances of winning, though, are probably less than the chances of them cutting to a shot of Butler Cabin and seeing that Jim Nance is actually involved in, like, a Coke party there with Rinaldi and a couple of the golfers. Right? What are the chances of that? Zero. So, I don't know. I mean, our chances are slim. How about this Fleetwood Mac guy? Would you take him
Tommy
over Tommy
Fleetwood?
Finau?
I don't know. Him,
Tommy
Finau.
Fleetwood, the hair, the cat with the hair, yeah. No?
No,
Matsuyama, he's steady, Matsuyama. Maybe not spectacular, but steady. Would you take him? How about the big Swede, Heinrich Stenson? No, he's finished, right?
I feel like one of the big names are going to do it. I don't know why. I mean, I'm leaning Koepka, but I feel like DJ or
Big John Ram. Someone, I mean, did he show you names. Something when he skid that ball across the pond there? Three skips, and boom, on the green at 16, one of the most difficult holes there. Right? How many times have you seen that thing just zip right into the lake after landing on the green and then whoosh, spins back? Masters. Tiger made a big putt there, so did Big Jack, right, to win Masters tournaments. Tiger's, that's the shot of him where he's as pumped up as he's ever been, going nuts. Was that the one, too, where the ball was dangling on the hole? I believe it was. Wasn't that 16 at the Masters, Augusta National? What do you think, Libby?
I know one of Tiger's big putts was the U.S. Open. I don't know. I know the Masters usually kicks ass. When he used to win, he would just annihilate people.
How did you pronounce the great photographer's name from Sports Illustrated? Was it Walter Yost? It was spelled like I-O, some kind of weirdo spelling that somehow came out as Yost. Is that right? Holy Leslie.
I've never heard that name in my entire life.
Oh, he took the best pictures. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. I don't know if he's still around. May he rest in peace if he's not. Walter Yost, or I want to go with that as a pronunciation. Look him up. His name starts with an I. I-O-S-S something. By a vowel type of stuff. All right, so we're coming back with more in a moment. A 940 wins, 1230 The Zone, the iHeartRadio app. You have Thursday night football tonight. Can't believe it's already Thursday. Titans and the Colts. You have been your old, old non-committal self on all of this
stuff. Well, it's for the division lead. This is a big game, actually.
All right, so what's your pick?
I think Colts. I'm all in on the Colts.
Colts. They go on the road and kick the Titans' rear end, huh?
Yeah, they played the Titans well on the road, supposedly.
They decided to bring on Joe Philbin as a consultant to see if he can't get more out of Tannehill, who's starting to come back to the pack a little bit. Is that your assessment on this thing, LD Reganis?
I think Rivers' magic, the gunslinger, makes it happen.
Is goodness a sign of being weak? That's the question of the day at 866-801-0940. You would expect Jersey Kyle. He's known for doing the right thing, and he immediately vowed to do the right thing and pay for this bogus entrant that he has, which is no doubt going to win. This is going to be the key. This is going to be like holy Mel Fisher. We've unlocked a treasure chest here with this Masters Golf 7-man cumulative pool. Very interesting. DeChambeau, what do you think? A steroid monster, no, Luby?
Nah. He's too chalky.
No steroids?
Oh, he's on steroids, but he's too chalky.
Well, isn't that your inclination to pick amongst the chalk, my friend? Let us walk amongst the flowers. Let us pick amongst the chalk. You can't do that in this, right? How are you going to come up with one of these, 45-1 shots?
Yeah, you got
to
go after.
As we've done in the past.
Wait. Can't do all right, chalk. All right. You got to go after it, especially with the golf. The golf's like the derby. Like, the odds are so great. Like,
Mark
Keimer. Yeah,
come on. Think about that. Keimer. Yeah, nondescript European schmink. All right, back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
And you're going with the Colts, so I'm going to lay the one with the Titans at home tonight. Get Lipschitz on the phone. It's 7:51.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong.
Was protesting the Masters. Remember when they were being accused of being biased? God forbid that should have even had the slightest shred of truth to it. Hootie Johnson representing the people that were very much
Martha,
the right.
Wasn't
there,
it Martha something? Martha something?
Yeah, Martha. It wasn't Stewart, though. It was Martha something, yeah. That went nowhere, remember? They just said, hey, we don't care if we have commercials. It's fine. It's all on the house. They had plenty of money there, man. Masters, I believe, underway already. So we'll see how we do with that. I'm not rooting against Tiger Woods like I used to, though, Luby. I think
Martha Burke. Was it Martha Burke?
Martha Burke, yeah, good one. Good call there. John Daly was signing autographs at the Hooters down the block. Scantily clad women in pasties and a G-string running around that he had hired himself to back up the Hooters girls. Unbelievable. All right. What wild times there. And you could get a cheese sandwich for like $3. That's the big thing at the Masters. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's a slice of cheese on white bread, and the people love it for some reason. It's 7:58.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.